This is the Dry Bean Scene. The Dry Bean Scene brought to you by Gowan Company, SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Heads Up Crop Protectants, and Johnstown Bean Company. Harvest nearing the finish line for dry beans in parts of the region, though wet weather has slowed the progress. Johnstown Bean Company General Manager Dylan Carley says the final acres are coming in, but yields and quality have been a mixed bag.
It's been a slow kind of walk to the finish line as opposed to a sprint. We've been fairly wet here for the past 2.5 weeks, kind of ongoing. So it's been a bit sporadic trying to get the last 5 to 10% in the bins. But as it slowly has trickled in, we're near wrapping up, and it's close to the finish line, we'll say. Some of the late yields were some of the beans that would have had some setbacks throughout the year due to disease pressure or hail or, you know, various circumstances that weren't optimal. So we've seen some of the late yields coming in a little lower than expected. Certain areas worse than others, certain areas better than others, but it's been kind of a mixed bag. I would say overall, the average yield has probably dropped about 1.5 bags per acre on pinto and black beans since our earlier estimates kind of at the beginning and middle of harvest. But overall, you know, even with the adverse weather conditions to round out harvest, we've come in with some really good quality overall. I wouldn't say that On the light colored beans, pinto beans, navies, etc., I wouldn't say it's our best color year we've had ever, but it's certainly decent. Some of this later stuff worse. And on the black beans, it's been quite good quality throughout the year, so we've been happy with that.
Carley says about 5 to 10% of beans remain in the field, mostly in western areas. The Dry Bean Scene brought to you by Gowan Company, SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Heads Up Crop Protectants, and Johnstown Bean Company.